I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.940, Mitch, please. And I think I could have used Mitch last night. Could have used Mitch's help.
Yay. Love that.
It's coming up. Would you blame Donovan Mitchell if the Cavs lose? Could you see yourself blaming Donovan Mitchell if the Cavs lose? The only way I could see it is if like he looked visibly disinterested.
Which I haven't seen him look.
Nope.
I mean, even in the second half.
Nope.
I didn't think he wasn't playing hard. I there's no moment in time. Like normally when you catch guys doing that, like there was a moment after game three Lakers and Nuggets where D'Angelo Russell was on the bench looking at something.
I was eating.
Yeah, like gum. He was picking gum, but it looked like he was going through a baseball card deck. Didn't make sense. But either way, he was
while the team was huddled up.
Yeah, he was away from all his team, and they're like, uh-oh, like there's an issue there. I haven't seen that. Has there been a moment in time captured by, again, this is the least watched series
from Mitchell,
probably of all the series.
Or from anyone?
From anybody. But I certainly haven't seen that from Mitchell.
I don't know if we've seen anything to that extent. Garland at times looks defeated.
Yeah, he looks like he's got no confidence.
But that could also be the back stuff, too.
Is there anybody, you think like has given up at times? Last year in that Knicks series, I'm sure there were plenty of people.
There was a lot of times last year.
No, and you know, the Mo Wagner thing with him and Evan Mobley at one point, there was a sequence of about four trips down the court for both of them where they were going at it, and Wagner got the best of them, but it wasn't like Evan Mobley quit trying. Like, no, I didn't see that like at any point.
But that's the whole point of it, is I can't see myself just sitting there blaming Donovan Mitchell for it and being mad at Donovan. Even if he were to not sign something, and then they were to say, okay, well, we have to trade him because we're not going to sit here and just let this happen. If it's not going to happen now, it's not going to happen ever. I can't get mad at him. They put him in this situation. Now, let's just be honest here. I want him to win the series, and then let's get some things figured out. But if we have to go there, all right, he didn't choose here. We chose him, and then we needed to put the right type of players around him to be the number one. But none of us are number one that wins a championship, are we? Anybody in this room?
No.
Any callers?
No.
Any callers think we're unfair for saying that?
Thought he was looking very Dwayne Wade-ish. Yeah. And Dwayne Wade was a guy that was able to win a championship his own, but just few and far between. You're getting that today's NBA.
Yeah.
Especially what it looks like. You got to
have. He didn't
have
Shaq that one time.
But that's why I'm saying it. Like, if they would have got Donovan Mitchell, and he would have came here and just waltzed up and down the floor and got himself out of there. Like, we've seen NBA players do that before, where they're not going to be interested. They're not. Who was it? Was it Derek Williams who basically ended Jerry Sloan's career out in Utah because of that type of behavior?
Yes.
I think that's who it was. So you've seen guys do that. He's not done that, not by a long shot. So if this doesn't even end well, record this. I don't blame him unless he were to say like, hey, Cleveland's this, that, and the other, and he doesn't want to say nice things about Cleveland. Then all of a sudden I'm going to have a problem with it because I'm going to go, man, we supported you. But I don't see him talking trash about him out the door, about us out the door. So I don't think I'm going to find it. I think he's trying his ass off. I don't think he's the type of player that can carry a team to past a Boston, past a Milwaukee, if Milwaukee was at full strength.
He's not going to have that LeBron James versus Detroit. Yeah. We're getting 26 in a row or whatever.
Yeah, like LeBron is capable of doing that. I don't think Donovan is. He might be able
Although
to do
he
it
did
against
it,
this team.
And you know, there was a game that he scored, what, 70 or whatever.
That in the regular season.
Yeah,
and then
regular
Lima
regular season game. And they got an extra quarter. And maybe he crossed the line too early. But no, I think a
but
lot
he immediately
of people,
poured cold water
I've
on
been,
that tone.
I've been down on it since game 82 because of the way they did it. So I think a lot of people that are at least feeling the way I feel have already, I mean, I've already assigned it to JB. It's all on JB. Win or lose, it's on JB.
I don't even think it's all on him. I think it's a shared responsibility.
Well, I get it a little bit with Kobe too, but I mean, JB is the one, he's the figurehead. He's the one you go to on that type of stuff.
Like, you built this team. I look at Kobe and I say, you built this team. You're the one who traded technically one backcourt issue for another backcourt issue. The same issue. You have a better player. Donovan's a better player than Colin, but you basically traded the same issue for the same issue. So how's that Donovan's fault? He was nice about the trade. He's been nice about the city. He's been great in every single way. If it doesn't work out here, it's going to be a massive disappointment, but I'm not going to put the mouth on Donovan Mitchell and say that he's all of a sudden this, that, and the other. I'm not going to do that. And I think it would be wrong. Fans can say what they want, but I think fans are going to be wrong if they were to do that. Now, we've had some people say that he needs to step it up. He does need to step it up. I'm not sure how much more capable he is of stepping it up, but I'm not packing his bags, getting him out of here. Everybody needs to step up. He knows it, but I need the other players to come around him and step up with it. You mentioned Darius Garland. I can name you umpteen different guys that need to do it. Max Strus has disappeared. Obviously, George Niang has not had the type of series that people thought he was going to have. This has not been the type of road trip we thought it was going to be.
Sneaky big three games or whatever it is for Darius Garland. Because let's say Donovan Mitchell actually does re-sign with the Cavs. Let's say he commits to them and it's more than just signing. Maybe he's telling the organization, I'm here. I don't want to be anywhere else. Okay, we can all do pie in the sky. But just for the sake of this discussion, I want to do it. Sneaky big few games for Darius Garland because I could see him being the one they end up trading if Donovan re-signs this offseason. And how Darius does here tonight, how he does on Friday, and if there's a game 7, it could change how not just the fans think about Darius in this town, but also the organization.
216-474-0092. Would you blame Donovan Mitchell if the Cavs were to lose tonight or perhaps lose this series? Josh and Berea, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Yeah, so yes, I do think you can blame Donovan, but it's not because I'm with you in the sense. If you want to blame the organization, I can blame the organization, but I also can give credit to this organization that people were saying when LeBron left back in 2018 that this organization didn't know what they were doing and that they might be bad till 2028. And now we're still in a competitive series. It's
who's people? Who's
competitive
people?
Game by
who's
game,
people?
But with
who's people, though?
You're not the people, Ken. Oh. You know I'm not calling you out. I do subliminals. You know you don't want me to say the names.
Do actual.
Let's just say they work on Saturdays. Let's just say that.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
They work on Saturdays.
All right. All right. Here we go.
So I'm going to go. I'm not going to blame.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this organization yet, because still, we were all happy when we traded for Donovan. Let's not play revisionist history. We're happy about it. So was Donovan. Donovan said he was on the golf course. When he found out he was going to the Cavs, he was pumped. Because this was his time to show that he's the guy. And he's done it for the most part in the regular season, but he has evidence in the postseason that he doesn't step up. I mean, this was before. This is since after the bubble. Lima broke it down yesterday for you. He has been showing you maybe in a playoff series he's not a number one guy. But that doesn't mean, I agree with you, Ken, it doesn't mean kick Donovan out of town because he's not a number one. If you do have commitment from him and he wants to stay, pie in the sky, like Lima said, you can build still a good roster. If he doesn't want to stay, you can still be good with the young guys you have, too. Like, I don't know why we're so doom and gloom. We're a small market team.
Josh.
And this is the only team in Cleveland that's having
their case. Josh, I got to let you go. I got to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. I pick up what you're saying, but we do have some breaking news. Hit it! Breaking news on 92.3 The Fan. It's presented by BetQL. Bet smarter by downloading the BetQL app and used Ohio25. Ohio25. You get 25% off your first month. Champions pose, Tone. According to Adam Schefter, Jeremy Fowler, the whole lot. Browns have picked up Greg Newsom's fifth-year option. Champions pose.
What's the champions pose in this case?
Well, people wanted to trade him.
They could still trade him.
Yeah. I mean, he could still get traded.
Well, they're not going to trade him.
Because they picked up the option.
Yeah, he's a usable player. I mean, I guess they could, but champions pose.
Maybe the team they want to trade him to wanted him to.
You know, when he does it, you guys just let him do champions pose and that's it. Like that, like we don't move up. You guys just sit there and rip on me. That I said they weren't going to trade him. In fact, they were going to pick up his fifth year option. They didn't trade him and they picked up his fifth year option. Yeah, champions pose. Damn it. Champions pose. They need a guy like that. You can sit there
but
and talk about
still trade.
That doesn't mean they could trade anybody.
Yeah, needed players
still trade anybody.
Still get traded.
Yeah, but you. They don't get traded if you really need them. What do you get traded for? Unless you're not winning this year.
Other needed players.
Well, so what? Well,
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
No, what I'm interested in is if they don't trade him, if they decide to keep him, then they are giving up draft capital in this case. If they would have traded him, you'd have more draft capital if you traded him really before this draft.
That's what the draft then you.
Well, hold on.
Man.
Wait, I'm going to explain.
All right.
So they're left with the fifth-year option, and then the team control they would have beyond that, if they didn't work out an extension, would be a franchise tag, something like that, which by that time, the corner, that's going to be over $20 million. How do you think this plays out with Greg Newsom? Do you think they are going to get a deal done and an extension done?
Oh, probably not. Probably not. But you can.
Well, so this is where it gets. This is the risk-reward.
Picking up his fifth-year option kicks the can down the road. Now, if he were to play exceedingly well this coming season, let's go back to the table on this, all right? But they pick up his fifth-year option. It gives them a little bit more time because they get that extra year. So he gets to play under his fifth-year option as a first-round draft pick. Then I get to see, when, yes, this is where the Cam Mitchell thing comes into play. How well does Cam Mitchell do? Because no team, people just think that once guys get to the NFL, we just stop developing guys. No team trying to develop a fifth-round pick that played very well last year. Cam Mitchell played above his shoes last year. Played well. Played real well. Liked him. But they're not going to put him in a disadvantage, especially in a secondary. And I've said this so many times right now, it's a broken record, that very few guys play the entire 17-game schedule. So Greg can play at a high level in a nickelback situation. Yes, of the wide receivers that they throw at, he gets picked on. MJ has been better, and you've had Denzel, who's obviously been better. If Cam Mitchell can make a difference, they could liquidate that asset. My whole point was they weren't going to do it this year. That was the champion's pose. That's all there was.
Yeah, the Browns are caught in a spot where they have to determine in their not just planning for, you know, this year, next year. Uh-huh. It's going to be very important how they, with this roster and all the significant cap hits, what they are going to do. Like, it's going to be hard for them. Like, if Newsom had a great year, it's also going to be hard for them to afford him
and
for
that,
what he's going to try to get. He's exactly. not going to want to get paid like a slot
but
corner.
But they could also get something back in return if he has a great year that's going to be better than a compensatory pick that would they would lose in a couple years.
Yeah, but the most they could have got for him is if they traded him this year with 2 years of control for the team that would be getting him.
That's not necessarily true.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, because the team that trades for him is still going to – they're not just going to trade him for what they want without the intention of paying him. Because if you wanted what, like people were talking about, excuse me, hosts on this station were talking about a second round pick. You're not trading a second round pick and then not paying Greg Newsom. That's like trading a second round pick for Jerry Jeudy and then not paying Jerry Jeudy. They intended on paying Elijah Moore. It's just it hadn't been worth it. And they might have to eat that. Or they might throw the tag. Well, they're not going to do that. So you're not going to trade for Greg Newsom without the intention of paying the guy. But you're not going to get a second-round pick this year. We all agreed in this room you weren't getting a second-round pick in real life. So you're probably your ceiling was going to be a third-round pick, which is also probably in the neighborhood of a compensatory pick that you would get anyway. So why not hold on to the guy? So you hold on to the guy. If you trade him at the end of next year, you get one more year on the fifth-year option, I beg your pardon, for the first-round pick. And then a team that would trade for him, if he played at a high level, might give you that second-round pick, and then they can spend the money on him, and you get the pick back, and you get the draft capital. Would probably happen at the beginning of the league year next season.
So do you think right now Greg Newsom's going to be on this team after this year?
More than likely, no.
Because normally, that's a good candidate for a trade.
Yes, it is.
That's all I'm saying.
If he plays very well, then I'm going to have another 2 years left on Cam Mitchell. If Cam Mitchell plays, this is all obviously predicated on everybody playing well. If he plays well, I'm going to get a lot. If he plays okay, I can still get a third or a fourth. I can use that. Somebody else can pay the freight on that. And hopefully I got 2 more years left on Cam Mitchell. And I will still have a year left on MJ Emerson. And you would probably pick to pay him because he can be a cover guy who's on the edge. You can play man defense. Yes.
So you don't think he's on the roster after this season?
I would imagine.
He's getting traded then, right?
After this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said that. I just said he would be a candidate to be traded after the season. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. After this year. 216-474-0092.
Take back the champions.
But my champions pose was only for this year. That's all it was. I said he didn't need to be traded.
We gotta change the rules in which we do champions poses then.
Well, it's next year. The league year starts in 2025.
I just think we gotta change it.
Well, we don't gotta change it. I didn't say he was never gonna be traded. If I said he's never gonna be traded, then I'm
not doing
it.
Okay. Champions
pose. 216-474-0092. We actually have people want to get in on Greg Newsom. We'll talk about that. And Mitch, please, coming up next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.